Boom! What's going on, everyone? It is Steve Larson from Sales Funnel Radio. Excited to be with you guys today. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my long-term vision, plan, and goal with this whole funnel game.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up? Hey, so about 2 weeks ago, I went and I flew to Miami and was about to go on this cruise, which is really cool. And I went and I grabbed a hotel room, obviously. I got there super late. I woke up the next morning, though, and I was like, you know what? I want to launch something cool. And I went and I created it's called a bridge page. Okay. I went and I filmed a quick video and I put an offer together for the One Funnel Away Challenge, which I'm currently, you know, I'm the coach for. And to have a ton of fun with it. It's something I run for ClickFunnels over there, right? On the daily, just getting live with everybody and helping them build stuff and overcome stuff. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of lives are changing it. And it's kind of a soft spot in my heart, honestly. Well, what's cool about it is you can go and when you promote the One Funnel Away Challenge, they give you $100 for every person who signs up. It's pretty awesome, right? So I will go in a lot of times, and a lot of you guys have seen me talk about it. You've seen my emails. You've seen me going in, right? And I was like, I'm going to go and make this a legit thing. And so while I'm on the ship for a week, right, I could just be dropping emails and doing soft promos. Well, I did that, and I wrote several emails, and some of them were on the ship, some of them were off the ship and back and forth, and it was cool. And I ended up selling 388 copies of that book. I was like, what? No. Times 100, that's 38 grand while I was on the ship. Now, I'm not the kind of guy to just be like, this is how much money I made in that amount of time. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. Before I did all that, though, I filmed a video to my small little group. You all know who you are. It's a very small group of mine where I get to nerd out. It's the equivalent of my mastermind right now, the equivalent of my inner circle, that is, for a program called Offer Lab. And anyway, love having you guys in it, those of you who are in it. And anyway, you guys get a lot more of my nerdy geek out brain, right, versus what's on this podcast. It's a little more forward facing. Anyway, so I did a little video though, and thinking about, oh my gosh, okay, I'm gonna go promote this book. And if it does even a little bit, what I'm thinking of maybe be like 10, 20 grand that'll pop on in. Now, I don't treat affiliate cash like profit. I use it as investment cash to go launch expensive things that I don't want to pay for out of my own pocket or business pocket. Okay. So I was thinking about it, and I was like, what can I teach this group in Offer Lab to help them understand a little bit more about what I actually, like the game I'm playing. And I don't think I've ever actually shown this to anybody. So before I went and I built this page and did the promotion and promoted the One Funnel Away Challenge, I actually got up in the hotel room, and I'm actually gonna cut over to a video here. This is me teaching kind of my 30,000 foot view strategy of what I'm really doing, okay? Some people have asked, like, what's your long-term vision? What's your long-term goal? What do you do with the money once it comes in? Funnels are very, very effective, right? So when you actually are getting the cash coming in, like, what do you do with all that, right? So this is my answer to that. And this is, you know, this strategy continually kind of morphs and adapts, like, in finite ways. But on the top level, this is really what it is. This is what I'm doing and why I'm preparing for it. Now, I did not know the answer to all of this before I started moving forward. Please hear me as I say that. You're like, man, I don't have a top level 30,000 foot view strategy that looks like that, Steven. Do I need one before I start moving forward? No. Okay. No, you don't. Just get the funnel out the door. Okay. And then as you move forward, things will begin to form and crystallize and be like, oh crap, these opportunities I didn't have before are now here. And that's just the name of the game. So anyways, just for where I am and what I'm really playing long-term and top-down strategy, this is it. And so let's cut over there real quick here. This is just me just briefly going through my strategy and what I'm really doing and the game I'm playing. I've been part of multiple funnel launches where somebody, we almost bankrupt them because we sell too fast, okay? I know the funnels work. That's not the problem, okay? Sometimes the businesses aren't strong enough for the funnels that I build. And then a lot of times also, once people have made all this money, they don't know what to do with it, right? I know some people are probably like, oh, that'd be nice problem to have. Like, yeah, right. But it is a problem. Okay. What do you do with all that? So I want you to know, like, this is what I do with that cash as it comes in and my strategy and plan as I'm moving forward on where I put it all. Little pockets, little sockets of cash here. Boom, boom. Here, there. So that you all see what I'm doing. Again, not a financial advisor, not an investment person. Insert massive disclaimer here. I'm just telling you this is what I'm doing and this is how I look at it. So anyways, let's cut over there now. Guys, I'm excited for what I'm going to give you here. I love ClickFunnels because I can get up early and I can work in hotel rooms and I can get crap done. One of the things that I'm dropping out here today is a podcast episode. And you guys are going to see, this is basically my plan. And the reason I'm telling you guys my plan is so that you guys can start thinking through your long-term strategy with this as well. My plan is to not live off of the income from my funnels. My plan is this. So the first thing I'm doing, right, is there's something to be said about being able to contract work, you know what I mean? To be able to go in and get people to want to use your services. And every one of you guys are like that. You know, everyone is in the service business, everybody, right? Some people get in the product business. The downfall, obviously, with the service business is that it takes a lot of time. And usually when you get paid money, the work begins. It's not done. The benefit of the product business, though, right, physical or digital, is that once you pay the money, typically the sale's over. So it's easy to get into the service business, right? But you got to eventually move into the product. So thinking of that, though, like start thinking, like, what's a service that you would want to get into? And so if I think about, like, right, these are like the things that I am doing right now. So it's everything from the FAD events, the One Funnel Away Challenge, the Two Comma Club X, the frankly, my own funnels, all of my own funnels, all of my own projects, all of my own. Everything I get paid from Russell is usually, it ends up being about a fifth of my monthly revenue. Everything else is what I generate on my own, which I'm very proud of. Worked my face off for here. And so anyways, I'm just drawing this and then I'll show it to you here. But the plan, right? So you think about like all the ways you can contract out with another company. And like, I love this model, okay? My own funnels, my own projects, my own content, the One Funnel Away Challenge. I'd love to be doing like a FAD event sometime soon again with Russell. I don't know if that's going to happen again, but whatever. That's why I'm doing Offer Lab, right? Two Comic Up X. Coaching is definitely part of my major service-based business. But what I do is I like to take mentally, this is what I do with the cash that comes in, right? I'm developing something that's long-term. I'm not here just to, and I got to tell you, like, most people don't know what the heck to do with the cash that they get from the funnel game because it comes a lot faster than a lot of other businesses. Just by using, especially when you leverage the internet, right? You could have an entire funnel offline, but when you decide to use the funnel online as well, a lot of amazing stuff goes down. So what I'm doing is, right, I'm taking my own stuff, all my own projects. I have two value ladders I'm building out, a front-end business, a back-end business. I've got my time contracted out, actually in several places, not just One Funnel Away, Higher Ticket Events, Two Comic Effects. There's several places where I contract my time out. That's the reason I'm hustling so hard right now. And then what I do is I take all that cash and I go and I dump it into two things. Okay. I need the outcome of having a team that handles more of the creative decisions for me, like washed out there. Okay. A team that, and then also, just mind blowing content, right? You want to change an industry, you change the content that they are consuming. So this is the strategy. This is how I'm doing what I am right now. Okay. So I go and I grab all this revenue and I go dump it into my own funnel team, mind blowing content, right? And then all I do to turn that those gears, the funnel team, the mind-blowing content, all I do is my input is this right here. My input is the strategy, right? And critical strategy and critical creatives, meaning critical creatives, meaning like no one else can write the book for me, right? I have an author who's helping me with like the initial draft, but I will definitely rewrite it a billion times, right? So in order to turn these gears,
right? In order to turn these gears, I need to put in the strategy and critical creative that no one else can do.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Represents my part of the brain, right? That's my shtick, right? It's my thing. Offers, funnels, that's me. Hard to find other people. I'm trying to be the best, you know, so it's kind of hard to find other people in that area of it. So I'm not going to try and outsource that part of it. I think that's stupid. So I'm staying in this part. And then what I'm going and doing is all the revenue that gets generated, right? If the revenue that supports the teams and supports, right? Like I said, like all this other stuff that I get from Russell, it's about a fifth of my revenue. All of it comes from the rest of it is my own. So I dump all of that back in. And so I'm really stoked, guys. I found out that I actually miscalculated how much money I had made last year by a good chunk. I forgot about another account. So it's about almost 900 grand coming up on that I did my first year on my own, starting with no product, no funnel, no nothing, right? And that's really awesome. And so what I do is I hardly paid myself at all in 2018, okay? We still are living, my wife and I, just we're scraping by. And that might shock you, but it's actually on purpose. It's not that we have to. It's because what I'm doing is I'm dumping in all that cash back into a funnel team, mind-blowing content, right? All the things that go like web assets in general, right? Web presence and assets. And I'm dumping it all inside of this web presence and assets. And then my input is right here. They are handling the 80% while I do kind of like the 20. Okay. Let me write that down. Right. 20%. Well, I was doing 100%, right, for a long time. And so I'm just telling you guys my strategy and why I'm doing this. And then I got a specific cool thing I'm going to here. And then what I do is all the cash that comes from this, I'm still not taking money from it, okay? I'm taking like this much from it, okay? Just enough to like live on. And again, some of you guys may be like, "Well, Steven, this like live." You know, like we are barely, we're actually making like half, less than half of what we were getting paid when I worked at ClickFunnels, which again is not fun, but like it's because of what I'm building. I know I'm building a long-term asset right now. And so, who's it? I think it was Ryan Moran. No, it wasn't. I can't remember who this was. They're telling me like, "Yeah, most people don't know how to answer the question, what do you do with the cash once you have it?" Well, I'm telling you, like, I've had a plan and I'm working the plan. The plan's working. Okay. So this first year, 2018 for me, was all about me creating the assets needed to build a team, right? That increase my speed. That's the question I'm trying to answer, right? Making $1 million is not that crazy. Everyone will most likely do that in their lifetime at some point, right? But I don't want to die and barely have made $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I know that what I'm going through at the end, like what I really want at the end is philanthropy. Okay. I really want to go do cool projects. I really want to go help domestic and international. That's what I want to do. And anyway, we're going to, but that takes money, right? That takes a lot of crap to be able to go pull that off. And a lot of, so I'm trying to just freaking dominate right now. And what I'm doing is like 2018, this was the goal. 2019, this is the goal. All right. In 2020, what I've been doing is I've started to identify really, really cool. This is the next phase. So I'm taking these activities and I'm rolling the cash from that right into the next thing. And this is how I've also not had to take on any debt. This is how I've not had to take on, I haven't borrowed any money. I've never put a dollar of my own in my own businesses either, which I've had a few people not believe me when I say that, but it's pretty fascinating. I've never put a dollar of my own in my own companies. And it's because I take this much money to live on, and then I just roll it all back in, and suddenly it's like, whoosh, whoosh, right? And I mean, I've only been away from ClickFunnels for a year, and it's pretty amazing what's happened. It's not to toot my own horn, I'm just saying it works, and it's been working. So the next thing I'm doing, though, is I'm going and I'm taking all the cash from this, and I'm rolling all that cash over into other assets. And for me and my wife specifically, the asset type that I want to marry is real estate. Okay, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to grab apartment complexes. That's my plan. I'm going to go grab apartment complexes. And then that money, I'm still not going to go but like be living large, man. Like, right? I know that what I'm pulling off right here, like if I just focus for 4 years, and it's like a phase, a year focused on each phase. Like it's going to go great. And it's going to shortcut 40 years, right? So anyways, I'm taking that money, rolling it into real estate, which I've started looking at already and starting to work with some people on. It's been awesome. And been very, very careful on that stuff. And I roll that money back into more real estate. Okay, that's really it. These assets create assets. That's one of my favorite lessons that ever came from that book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, is assets create assets. Okay, and then right, assets is what creates luxuries. None of my own money ever. My money that I keep is literally just to live on, and maybe like a little glaze on top, right? A little sesame seeds on the buns every once in a while. Okay, that's really basically it, though. Okay, so the asset goes in and it's creating cash and rolling money back into more assets. Now that's gonna happen for a while until an undisclosed time. And then finally, I will go and I will start living large, right? But this is like a 4 year plan that I'm running. And year one of four went really, really well and it's totally working. And so that's my plan. And so if you don't have a specific, like a plan like this as you move forward, that's okay. Just know like this is what I'm doing, right? So it's all these projects I'm doing, my own money, right? All my own funnels, all the stuff that I'm building, other stuff for other people, right? High ticket events, low ticket events. What's up, Carrie? How you doing? Right? The 2 Comic Cup X, all these places where I am, like I said at the beginning of this, I am contracting my time, right? Everybody, every business is in the service-based business. What's fun is when you transition from the service-based business to the product-based business. And some people do that out of the gate, right? Because then you start to make even more margins and get your time back. So then I can go and start building the team. So I take all that money and I roll it into my team. Mind-blowing content, a web presence. My input now is only like 20% of each project instead of the full 100 because these other guys are doing all the stuff. Then I take all that cash and I've been rolling it into different asset accounts. Okay, where they're savings accounts, but I hate that word. It's really a storage account like Grant Cardone talks about sometimes, right? It's a storage account where we're going in and we're saving up a lot of money so that we can go roll that into apartment buildings. Okay, and then that apartment building, we'll roll it on top of itself till it buys the next one. And then both of those until it buys the next one, until we can buy one like once a quarter. And then down the road, then that's when. So a few people have wondered, like, Steven, like, why are you running so freaking hard? In fact, there was I won't even say what gender. There was an individual yesterday who was reaching out and asking, Steven, you make more in a year than I do in a month. And I was like, correction, my business right now at this point, it's January 4th, 2019, my business, right? Right, my business, yes, that's true. Me, no, like I took a pay cut leaving ClickFunnels. And it's so that I could do this and spend 4 years, year on this, year on this, right? Year on this part of it. And then finally, this is like my 4 year plan that's gonna shortcut 40 years. And this has been the whole plan. And frankly, one of the major reasons why I left is I realized I couldn't pull this off while I worked for somebody else. And all the things that I've been building up and putting together, like I'm working my plan. And so I'm just telling you guys like some of the kind of the fun behind the scenes, what's been going on this stuff and why I'm so focused on building what I have been. And just kind of trying to crush it. I mean, just dominate it. So that's what I've been doing. So when you think through like how your strategy in the entire game is played, like when you think about what you're doing, it's fine if you don't know like beginning to end, but like I would at least try and figure out 30,000 foot view, like what is it that's going to release you and buy you back your time, you know, eventually in the long run. So that's what I've been doing. The longer I've done this, the more I've realized that honestly, one of the major things that's kept some of these gurus is the fact that they have a team. It's literally their speed. No difference, nothing else. A lot of them don't even know much more, right, than anyone who's watching this. It's true. The thing that they've blown up with and the reason why they have is because they have a web presence. They've got more content out there, so they're easily more findable. Right? They're actively creating more and more campaigns to sell the same products a lot of times. Right? And then they just go in and drop their stuff in while they have this cool lifestyle. But the reason why they're able to go do that is because they've rolled all that cash over into other asset types and such. So anyways.
Woohoo! Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, many don't know that I actually made my first money online as an affiliate marketer. If you want to know how I funded my entire company without using any of my own money ever, you can learn to do the same for free at affiliateoutrage.com.